A common sense reality check for both the left and the right. This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
Not just biased, possibly having an influence on our politics. Is that possible? This is interesting stuff here. The Media Research Center, along with Free Speech America, says that things go beyond bias when we're talking about big tech. Now, listen, we know most social media companies and big tech companies lean left. That's just not a big secret. But a new study they have says that the bias extended into affecting recent elections. I'm Mike Ferguson. Thank you for staying with us here on American Viewpoints. I am now joined by Dan Schneider from the Media Research Center. And Dan, let's get into this. What did your research find?
Yeah, you know, Mark Zuckerberg has said many things that we really like and appreciate about how his platform should not be used for election interference, that his platform should be used for free speech, and that the resources and the power of Facebook would not be used to tilt the election. And every time he gave one of these speeches, internally, you know, we would see people at Facebook at the next highest levels, from the Sheryl Sandberg COO role on down, they would basically just give a middle finger to their boss and do exactly the opposite of what he said. Some of your listeners are going to be libertarians, and they're going to say, well, look, Facebook's a private company. Mm-hmm. It can do whatever it wants, just like you guys can say whatever you want. Well, that's not true. Under our election laws, if a company engages in electioneering, they are required to disclose those campaign contributions, including in-kind contributions. And Facebook and Google's even far worse than Facebook. But these corporations, they are intentionally engaging in election kind of conduct specifically to get people elected to Congress, but they're not complying with the law like you and I would have to. If we give money to a candidate, or if we spend money independently to try to get somebody elected, we're required to publish that with the Federal Election Commission. Facebook doesn't do any of that. They're using billions of dollars of resources behind them to try to get their candidates elected.
Okay, so Dan, is this about their algorithms? I mean, they program algorithms, they can do what they want as a private company, but how does that translate into affecting elections, and how would you track that if you're going to call that a political donation?
What's required under the law is if there's a value created for a candidate. Mm. And it's not just algorithms that are being created. There are employees there who are hand-picking, deciding on their own, I don't like this posting, I'm taking it down. And there are internal whistleblowers at Facebook who have specifically explained how Facebook would, you know, these curators would come in, these moderators would come in and not like something that Donald Trump had posted, or, as they said, an average Joe who supports Donald Trump, and target those ads and take them down.
We're visiting with Dan Schneider from the Media Research Center. Okay, now we know about, like, for instance, you know, we talked about the fact that Facebook and some of these others literally had meetings with the White House regarding the Hunter Biden stuff and Trump and Joe Biden. You're also saying in this report that this goes beyond just the presidential race. You're talking about, you know, races around the country congressionally as well. So Facebook has its tentacles kind of everywhere trying to tip the scale. What did you find on that?
Well, the candidates across the country for Congress, for state office, for governors, if you were a Republican, you were much more likely to get targeted. And sometimes these candidates were candidates that we all know who are loud and proud, Laura Loomer, Marjorie Taylor Greene, but you didn't have to be one of those candidates either. If you were just a pro-life candidate, you know, like Marsha Blackburn, they didn't like pro-life ads going up, and those ads got taken down. And when they took down Marsha Blackburn's pro-life ad, it was, you know, I was pretty happy about that because she got so much more attention for her candidacy and her cause than if they had just let it stay. This is the thing about these big tech oligarchs. They keep on trying to control what we think, what we know, what we believe. And every time they try to ratchet down and control us, we get, you know, we, the American public, we get more upset because we care about our constitutional rights. We care about our government. We care about democracy. And it's you know, the solution to speech that you don't like is allowing more speech and debate. And these big tech oligarchs have got to learn this lesson.
Okay, Dan, did your research also look at search engines? And could that also have a role in influencing anything, be it elections or any other politics?
Yeah, our first big study on big tech companies was on Google. And Google is the worst by far. It can be difficult for people to understand that, because if they've got a Facebook account or a Twitter account, they know if it gets taken down. But Google manipulates what we have access to, and it controls what we know. So we did a number of studies on Google. Before each of the Republican presidential debates, just not long ago, we did two different searches. One search was for Democrat presidential campaign websites, and the other search was for Republican presidential campaign websites. As you'd imagine, Joe Biden's campaign website was the very first search result when we looked for Democrats. Marianne Williamson was also in the top 10, but Google did not return the website for RFK Jr. anytime we did these tests. Anywhere in the country, Google was completely burying RFK's website. And of course, he was the biggest threat to Joe Biden's nomination. More shocking, when we looked for Republican presidential campaign websites, every single time, Google only gave us two campaign websites. Marianne Williamson again, of course, she's a Democrat, and the only other campaign website Google would give us was Will Hurd, who is scoring at less than 1% nationwide. But Google would never give us Donald Trump's campaign website, or Ron DeSantis, or Vivek Ramaswamy, or Nikki Haley. All over the country, whenever we did this, Google was burying the campaign websites of anybody else that might be a threat to Joe Biden. We've done this over and over and over in the Senate races. Eric Schmidt, we love Eric Schmidt. He is a great champion for free speech. His campaign website was constantly buried. If you were a Republican candidate in 2022 for a Senate race, Google was far, far more likely to bury your website if you were a Republican, but promote you in the top five of search results if you were a Democrat. Bing, DuckDuckGo, Tusk, they did not do this. You could do a search on Bing for your favorite Senate candidate, and you would find the Republicans. Google buried you over and over again now.
So what do we do about it? We know the bias is happening. I can't imagine that anything's going to change from Facebook or Google. They may try to be sneakier about it. But what do we do about it on our end to try to even the scales out?
We've got some attorneys general around the country that are doing a great job. And it starts with Missouri. Thank God for Missouri and Louisiana. We also have secretaries of state around the country who are starting to take action. But ultimately, we the people have to take our country back. We have got to put people in office who are going to honor and respect the Constitution. Let's kick the bastards out. Let's get rid of the people who want to destroy our country and our Constitution.
All right, Dan Schneider, Media Research Center. So people want to find this report that you all were part of. How do they get in touch? What's the way to do it?
Well, you can go to mrc.org for Media Research Center. And for our own studies, you can go to freespeechamerica.org. And that's where my team posts it for the Media Research Center.
All right, Dan, good talk to you again. Thanks so much.
No, thank you.